This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end.
No safety or surprise.
Everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never
look into your
Again, the stuff. Can you picture?
Can you picture what will be
so limitless and free?
Desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate.
Julian von Abele is our guest. He's a physicist student at Columbia, and he's a bad guy being attacked by a group of leftist women poking at him for saying, wow, the West has done incredible stuff. Everybody wants into the West, but there is a social envy taught to people to then hate the West and taught to women that they're not part of the West and that men are their enemies. This is a very diabolical plan by the big corporations. So in closing, Julian, what do you want to add to the world? Because, or what's a rant you'd like to say about the West?
A rant about the West. Well, I think it's completely ironic that Western civilization is attacked for being a civilization that hurts people and for being a civilization that puts people down. Because you know what? Western civilization has created the greatest living standards and the most peace and the most opportunity for the most people of any society in history. And I think it's time that we start to stand up for our values as a society when we're under constant attack by a system that wants to bring down the basic principles of our civilization. I mean, that's how I feel as a person. I feel like my identity is under attack, and I feel like the values of the greatest society in history, the society in which I live, are under attack. And I'm not going to succumb to conformity. I'm not going to succumb to a system that wants to put us down. I'm going to stand up for it, and I hope you do too.
Well, you know, the West is what began to try to end inequality and try to empower everybody. So the idea that we're then the problem, no, we've projected onto everybody that they are as open-hearted as we are. And then bad players in the West have gone and tried to mobilize other groups to take down the West in an attempt to conquer it. It is just insane.
Exactly. I mean, look, the West was the first society to end slavery. The West was the first society to create equal legal rights for all people. The West was the first society that essentially viewed individuals as individuals and not as part of some social or racial group. Okay, look at the worst atrocities in history. Okay, look at the Wikipedia article that lists the worst atrocities and the worst wars in history by death toll. And what do you see? It's not atrocities committed by the West. It's atrocities committed by civilizations that didn't view individuals as individuals. For the vast majority of human history, okay, it was standard procedure in a war when you sack a city to kill everyone who lived there. Western society was the first society to create a code of the rules of war. It was the first society to respect civilian rights in war. It was the first society that founded its notion of ethics in the individual, in the human person. But the human person is being attacked.
But okay? Stay there. We're going to come back. I want you to finish these great points you're making. You're dead on target. They use our openness as our weakness, you see. They know we have this code, and so they use it and tell us to subserve to them, the globalists, when they're actually overthrowing the whole thing. When you come back and restart that so-called rant, which is historical facts, the truth is globalism is the disease. Western Renaissance is the cure. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lady, we're all told. Shines white light in one of the shows. Julian Von Abel, he's a really smart guy. We saw his drunken rant when he was surrounded by a bunch of harpy leftist brainwashed cult members at Columbia University when he's a physicist student, telling him that he's an evil white devil. And he said, listen, I'm not going to sit here and hear my identity's bad. I stand for what people stand for. So we got Roger Stone coming up, but I want you to start over because you got cut off on the break. Start over, because this is important. This is when you're not drunk, about your treatise on Western civilization, ending slavery, all the things, which is true, and the printing press and medicine and the everything and the Hippocratic Oath being adopted and women empowerment and all of this, a culture of Renaissance, not conquest. Doesn't mean we weren't both, but we invented the Renaissance culture, not conquest. So lay it out for us.
Absolutely, Alex. Something remarkable has happened in the last 300 to 400 years of human history. Since we've lived in civilization, since we've had agricultural society, for the vast majority of those 10,000 years, the lives of the vast majority of people have been short and violent and brutish. But something remarkable has happened in the last 400 years because we finally managed to build a society that views individuals as persons and not as part of a social group. Okay? I cited an example of looking at the worst atrocities in history. If you look at wars throughout human history, it was standard procedure to sack a city and kill everyone inside. It was a standard procedure to take out revenge on an entire, you know, ethnic group, on everyone with the same blood. Okay? Individuals were not viewed as persons. But, and I don't know if it's a combination of Christianity and Greco-Roman civilization, but in medieval Europe, a collection of ideas coalesced that viewed the individual as the embodiment of themselves and not as a representation of an ethnic group or a social group.
Well, you said something very historically sophisticated there. The Romans were the first group, because they would also kill everybody down to age 10 that were males, But they were the first group that didn't have a super elitism outside of the patrician order, where they would bring in outside groups and breed with them if they thought they had good genetics, when no other outside group would do that. So the Romans would bring in Germans, Visigoths, others, and have sex with them and have kids because they thought their bloodline was strong. So you're right. The Germans, even before the Christian ethos, started opening up the genetic system and seeing things on an individual basis, not on a group basis.
Right, exactly. And seeing things on an individual basis is what has built the most prosperous and peaceful period in human history. And it's such an amazing opportunity that I don't want this society to die. But I feel like our basic principles are under threat because the genre of leftist identity politics doesn't believe in the individual. It believes that everyone is part of a social or a racial group. So really, it's just a fallback to the sort of default position of human history, which is that there is no such thing as the individual, which is that everyone is a representation of a blood or an ethnicity. Okay? I don't want the most peaceful and prosperous society in human history to fall, and I'm going to stand up for it. And if that means turning myself into a pariah, if that means being attacked by the left-wing media, I don't care. Because I'm going to stand up for Western civilization because I truly believe that it is the greatest civilization that has ever existed. And it's an amazing opportunity for everyone in the world to live in a society and in a structure that is peaceful and prosperous and values the individual and values free expression.
And let's expand on that. I go back to Martin Luther King. He said, judge someone individually on what they stand for, what they do, what they produce. I'll go to your restaurant with your black, white, brown, your food's good. I listen to your music. I don't give a damn what color you are. That's common sense. We go off what people produce, who they are individually. To say, like, because you're from a group or a certain color, then you must be bad. But that's what the left is openly teaching. That's what they're pushing. And we know why. This big global corporate takeover wants a bunch of divided and conquered groups they can manipulate, and they are now double-crossing the Western social compact or the Western social agreement, and they are breaking that while they tell all of us that have morals, we're racist, do what we say. They're the ones creating the race-based, cultural-based system, incredibly evil.
Exactly. I mean, I do believe that it is evil, Alex. I do believe that it is evil to blame all of the problems of society on essentially Western civilization. Because that's what the left...
That's because Western civilization doesn't compute with an authoritarian technocracy. We're the cure, man. They don't want that. Everyone wants to get here. Not that we're perfect, but because the little bit of freedom we had produced so much damn wealth. Obviously, everyone wants it. It's the best. So, again, the power structure wants to erode it because it creates wealth for the general public. You go to Whole Foods or read any leftist publication. Oh, we're too rich. We have too much. We need to be austere. But then it's rich elitists with private jets telling us we can't have anything. This is so damn obvious.
Exactly. It is obvious. I mean, who would want to restrict free expression? Corporations, massive corporations and organizations, the tech companies, people who want to control citizens of our country. Okay? If you have a society that does not value free expression, if you have a society that does not value the person, if you have a society that does not value individuals, okay, then that's a society where you can control people. That's a society where you can manipulate people. That's a society where you can put everyone into a little box and tell them to go to their little place. And I don't want to live in that kind of society.
Exactly. They want to tell you what your identity is instead of a Renaissance identity that's everything and true diversity. But let's expand on that. The reason the big corporations are so threatened is that they've brainwashed Republicans that anything a corporation does is perfect. They can do whatever they want. But corporations are bigger than governments now. They're acting as governmental institutions, and they're showing their authoritarian bent. So we then bring in government as the balance, as the people's will, to not have prohibitions on freedom, but prohibitions on suppression of freedom, like big tech. So you see the Republicans saying, well, I don't want to regulate big tech. Well, big tech's already regulating government and elections and all of us. We waged a war in 1775 and 1776 for the next 5 years against the biggest corporation in the world, the British East India Company, that controlled England. And so that's the issue. We've now come back full circle. is that by Congress not acting against Google and Facebook and Apple and Twitter, you've let them become the new government. We need government in limited level to be the shield to leave a level playing field and not allow monopolies that big corporations always seek.
Exactly. I think our country and our society is in a time of deep transition. And I think that the standard concepts of how to protect free expression, that is, to prevent the government essentially from jailing people for what they say, are outdated in a world where the tech companies have unprecedented power in controlling what people say. And I think we have to stand up to the enormous and unprecedented power that these massive internet and media corporations have over us as human beings and as individuals.
Exactly. They don't jail you. They just unperson you with a social score and you literally starve to death. So now everyone must reevaluate the battlefield. The consensus is forming and we're going to win. I want to invite you back for a full hour anytime you want. We salute you, Julian Von Abele. God bless you. Roger Stone coming up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hour today, and he's going to be hosting the board with Owen Schroyer coming up. But you got Trump coming out in the Reuters interview saying it's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong and has created the greatest economy in the history of our country. Trump told a news conference, the Oval Office interview. We got that video coming up. I'm not concerned, no, he added. I think the people would revolt if that happened. We'll play that clip next segment coming up. I saw it this morning. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Roger was with me yesterday when we confronted Sundar, the censor, and his incredible perjury before Congress. And then we look at Michael Cohen and the 3 years in prison and just all of this and the attempt to derail the stock market and the economy, and then the Democrats want to blame it on Trump. Will they get the blame if they're successful? Who knows? Roger, so much is going on. I said bye to you yesterday at about 4 o'clock because your plane was taken off earlier than mine when you left for the airport, but I know a lot's happened, you know, a day's like a year now. What's front and center for you, my friend?
Well, Alex, let me just say that I have never been prouder of you or of the InfoWars crew than when you went right into the lion's den yesterday and called out the epic liar, Sundar, who sat there in front of a committee of Congress and perjured himself over and over and over again. Oh, no, we're not tracking anybody on their devices. Oh, no, we're not helping the red Chinese crack down on dissidents and crush dissent and kill people. Oh, no, there's no program to manipulate the search on conservatives or libertarians or Trump supporters or Republicans. I mean, this guy was incredible in his trail of lies. And you showed enormous courage just going right in there, going up to his face and calling him out. I have never been prouder to be associated with you, with InfoWars, in my entire life. It was a thrilling moment of true democratic grassroots activism. And I salute you, and everybody watching this show should recognize your courage in calling him out.
Well, the Democrats attack people physically, chain themselves to doors, all this. We didn't do that. We said, hey, Sundar, you're running slave operations in China. You're helping spy on dissidents. We just followed him down there. I think all Americans should start looking at committee hearings and go to this themselves. Anybody can do this. I mean, this guy wouldn't even show up a few months ago to Congress. Remember how arrogant he was? And it's Congress's ignorance. What was it? We were there for hours. So let's go back to this. Listening to the lies of Sundar. And like, oh, we don't spy. Oh, we don't share data. Oh, we don't censor. It was disgusting.
Well, and the worst part about it was watching Jerry Nadler, the congressman from Manhattan, the incoming chairman of the Judiciary Committee, if you believe the results of the last election, which I'm not sure I respect because I think they were fraudulent, but reading testimony that was written by Google lobbyists, asking questions that were written by Google lobbyists, and saying just with a straight face that there's no evidence whatsoever that conservatives or libertarians or Trump supporters or Republicans are being censored by Google or that their search engine results are being manipulated. I mean, just saying that, now it is disclosed that Jerry Nadler took $26,000 from the Alphabet company, the parent company of Google. So Jerry Nadler is compromised. He's paid for. He's corrupted. He must step down. No question he asks regarding any question should be answered. He's disgraced. He needs to step down and resign. He's completely exposed.
What do you think's going on at Google? Their world headquarters, they're down based in China, got caught on fire today and had a bunch of floors burn out, and one of their executives died in New York. A lot of weird stuff going on over at Google.
Yeah, it looks like a cover-up of some kind. I'm not sure what it is they're seeking to cover up, but you said it best yesterday. Google is evil. This is the personification of evil. This morning I had an opportunity to read the transcripts of yesterday's hearings. I must tell you, the Republicans are a little a day late and a dollar short, with the exception of Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. It's not clear that any of the other Republicans there get it. Louie Gohmert, I think he did a good job. The Democrats are just bogus. I mean, they're just bought and paid for. But the most entertaining part of the day was watching congressmen flee from us, run like children. Eric Swallows, well, for example. Look, I give Hank credit, Hank Johnson credit. He was so dumb he hung around and tried to match wits with you, but he didn't understand that you'll never fight an unarmed man.
I don't know. I mean, Hank Johnson, he was likable in person, and I kept saying, like, you're joking, right? You say, islands float, so he went, well, and I was just like, you're right. You know, years later, islands don't float, right?
Well, I think he's probably too dumb to be duplicitous, in all honesty. Doesn't seem like a bad fellow to me. He's just reading a script prepared for him by others. He's one of those go-along-to-get-along Democrats. But I don't know, Alex. I watched the video this morning twice of Donald Trump with the leaders Pelosi and Schumer, and then I watched the reports on CNN. They must have seen a different video than I did. Because I think he owned them.
It's funny you say that. Let's play that when we come back, because I haven't gotten to that, and I should. I watched it, too, on the plane last night. Now they have Wi-Fi on the planes. I'm, like, watching stuff. And I was like, Trump was gracious. He was nice. They acted like chicken crap jackasses. They acted all cheap. And then it was like Trump's manhood challenge. Trump destroyed by Pelosi and Schumer. And it was more like two skeksis from the Dark Crystal were, like, sitting there bitching at a human. So I just don't know what to say about that. We'll come back and get to that with Roger Stone on the other side, since you mentioned it, and I should play that. Just don't forget, folks, you change the world when you decide to financially support this broadcast. And whether you're going to plant a garden in the spring, we have the biggest non-GMO heirloom seed packages out there, the top seven or eight companies. We've got the best water filtration, the best air filtration. We've got the best supplements. We've got the best books, the best videos. Whatever's game-changing, whatever I think's awesome, and maybe you don't think it's awesome, but the viewers and listeners seem to, whatever's already a bestseller or I think is great, we get it. We sell it at a good price normally, right now a ridiculously low price, 50 to 75% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points in your next order, that's 10% on the next order, and then a free T-shirt. Now, I warned you, we ordered thousands of the We're All Alex Jones, Don't Censor Me, Gadsden flag shirt. That sold out. So now we've got some best-selling shirts, some old shirts. They're all awesome, but it's going to be a mystery shirt because we can't change it every 5 hours as one sells out, because you got like 100 of these, 500 of these, 300 of these. So it'll be a mystery shirt. 9/11's an inside job. I stand with Trump. InfoWars shirt, Gadsden flag, Won't Tread on Me shirt, Molon Lambe shirt. You just pick your size. And every order, whether it's a tube of fluoride free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, anti-inflammatory or lung cleanse or Brain Force Plus, the nootropics is amazing. It's all 50 to 75% off. Real Red Pill Plus is 60% off right now. Store-wide free shipping and a free T-shirt with every order. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, they'll shut our ass down. You fund us? I haven't begun to fight. You fund me, I'm in the ring, but I need your support. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not on a power trip. It's the opposite. Because when you're walking on the edge of a cliff, you're not on a power trip. You're got your huevos up inside you. But we're doing some incredibly historical things right now. And I don't just say this to patronize people. It's because of you. And that's not patronization. It actually scares the hell out of me. That it's like this epic fight. I've been on there 23 years, and every time we're about to get beat, the listeners come through, or Matt Drudge comes through, or some family member dies, and I get, you know, $500,000, I put it in the company. So I started the company on my own money, but over the years I've spent, you know, few inheritances and things on this. And then Hollywood tried to buy me off. You know, I thought I was, oh, I'm this great voiceover guy. I'm being paid $800,000 for this voiceover. And then I got a call. You need to back off on this if you want that voiceover contract renewed. And I went, I thought my voice was that good. But that's a pretty good payoff, where the first time they didn't tell you it was a payoff, the next time they tell you. So here's the deal I'm telling listeners and viewers. I'm 100% in here. And it's because I don't want to be some sneaky bastard that goes around screwing people over. That's just not who I am. And these globalists are out to get us all. So the fact that you pray for us, the fact that you support us, the fact that you put us on the map, that's not talk. That's you. So I want people to fully get this through their brain. If you get one thing, because I was in D.C. and I was mobbed by Hispanic people and black people particularly. I don't just say that to try to get a minority support. The majority of people that will come up and tell me they love me and they heard the show in airports or on the road or at restaurants are black people and Hispanics and some white people, but a lot of white folks that are liberals think they're the ruling class, so they come get in my face. Or they've got some weird white guilt. I don't know what it is. But all I'm telling you is the listeners of this broadcast are who brung us to the fight. And you have to totally get it through your head. And I don't mean this mean, but I mean I want you to get it. And I want you to get it for real. It isn't me saying you're included. I don't patronize people. I don't play virtue signaling crap. You're not the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. You're not part of it. You're it. So that's why they want to shut down. It's not Alex Jones. It's that they want Roger Stone shut down. They want Paul Watson shut down. They want Owen Schroyer shut down. They want that amazing young man we had on earlier shut down. They don't like this uncontrolled forum. And that's why they want the end of the free internet. And that's why, Roger, you've got a lot to cover. You mentioned this Trump thing. I want to play it here, but it'll be on the War Room today coming up 3 to 6 p.m. But you and I were there. We had real trouble listening to Sundar. I mean, God almighty, did he lie his ass off? And it's hard for me to believe the Republicans are that stupid. I know Google's the biggest lobbyist group, in even bigger than oil companies. But, I mean, is there money worth selling your whole culture out? Or can the Republicans take money to then destroy the party? Because this is like cyanide. Google policy is cyanide to this country.
No, Alex, I think what we ought to do, and maybe we should call Darren McBreen to get on this, is to look at each Democrat and Republican member of the House Judiciary Committee and go back through their Federal Election Commission reports and see exactly who Google's controlling parent has given big money to. I think you're going to find it all on the left. I think you're going to find very little of it on the right. My problem with the House Republicans, other than Gates and Jordan, who were quite good yesterday, quite crisp and clearly get it, they've watched the Project Veritas videos. They've seen the internal memos, the internal videos right out of Google headquarters that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that conservatives and libertarians and Trump supporters and Republicans are being stifled, are being censored, that their search engine results are being manipulated, is that they just don't get it. They're not understanding the big picture. It is only access to a vibrant and robust and completely accessible internet that the revolution can continue and prosper. And without it, we're going to return to darkness.
And let's expand on this. If Sundar Pichai showed up in a military uniform, the Delta Force would have, you know, gone after him. The fact that he shows up skinny jeans, acting all liberal, that's called camouflage, boys. This is the Army. These guys mean business. They are kicking our ass. So everybody better, we're not fighting the last war. We're not fighting tanks and missiles. We're fighting AI, man, and Sundar Pichai, he is the damn enemy.
Well, there's the irony, because you and I stood feet away while Eric Swalwell accused me of perjury before the House Intelligence Committee, when there's big-time perjury going on in the next room, where this guy is lying his ass off about everything, about China, about their tracking people, about their systematic censorship and manipulation.
He said they're not even doing Dragonfly. Dragonfly is already operational.
Yeah, so, I mean, in all honesty, the House Republicans need to take his testimony. They need to document the fact that he lied on point after point, and they need to refer
look, let's just be honest. If we really want to nip this in the bud, I'm not an authoritarian. We're already so down the road. We need, I mean, there's no half measures at this point. We're so down the rat hole, Roger. We've got our infrastructure we built seized by the Chi-Coms, a bunch of weird leftist traitors like Sundar. I mean, we should, we wait too long, it's not going to be good. I mean, the Pentagon needs to, everybody needs to decide which side they're on, and they need to move against big tech right now. They sold the country out, they screwed us over, and if we let these pieces of crap do this to us, we deserve what we get. That's all I'm saying.
Well, look, I think that there is no question. I spoke to a Bloomberg reporter this morning who tells me that based on everything he can learn, the articles of impeachment being voted in the House against Donald Trump is inexorable. This is coming. But let's be very clear. Step one in their plan is the silencing of InfoWars. It's crucial. It's like killing Paul Revere. We've got to shut down their early alert system. We've got to shut down the voice of freedom. They understand that we here at InfoWars are the ones who will sound the public alert. We'll let the American people know exactly what's going on.
No, you're right. Anytime you take over a country, you take over the trains and the telephones. And that's it. They are literally, they have to get us before they move, which is not a fun position to be in. You know what it's like, Roger. I mean, folks need to know, though, this is a total war.
Well, Alex, just the cost of the multi-million dollar harassment lawsuits against InfoWars, and we get them thrown out because they're bogus and they refinance them. The goal, again...
Yeah, I haven't talked about it yet. We got them thrown out and they filed more letters, the same ones last week.
Yeah. So, but the point is, it's a strategy of personal financial destruction. They want to limit our ability to defend themselves. I've been under federal investigation by the Mueller witch hunt for 2 years, and before that, I was under surveillance by the Obama administration for at least 6 months of 2016. And the cost is debilitating. I mean, I'm going to have a very bleak Christmas unless folks go to stonedefensefund.com and help me, and thank God that I still have this platform here at InfoWars.
Now, let's talk about that, because Google only puts negative results at the top. On me, they have a link that says I'm worth $10 million. On you, it's the same thing, so we don't get support. And I guess if you sold all the equipment here and everything, and wouldn't even be worth that. But the point is, they're just lying. They just literally, I know you, Roger, we don't bitch about it, but it's true. I mean, you're having trouble paying your bills. I'm okay at this point if people are supporting us, but down the road, I mean, it's just the lies, though, because Google says something, it's true. And I love how Gohmert kept saying, we'll play Gohmert when we come back. I'll play the Trump thing, too. Kept saying, you know what? You don't get liability protection anymore. Well, in fact, you're not living in the light. You can't even see the light. Here it is.
You trust people that have stirred up a lot of hate. And another good example, and you're so surrounded by liberality that hates conservatism, hates people that really love our Constitution and the freedoms it's afforded people like you, that you don't even recognize it. It's like a blind man not even knowing what light looks like because you're surrounded by darkness.
Wow. You hear that? That was total veritas. You come here, America lets you do something like this, and then you crap all over it. You kill the golden goose.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD?
ancientlifeoil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here, riding the shotgun with Roger Stone. It's the last few minutes of InfoWars Live with yours truly every day. Man, during the break, we got a new article. It's at Hannity.com. This congressman was in the committee hearing yesterday. This is insane, but it's par for the course. You know, Democrats want your Second Amendment. Well, now they want your First Amendment. True colors. California representative says he'd love to regulate speech, but First Amendment prevents him, so it needs to be repealed. California Congressman Ted Lieu, he's moved to China, raised eyebrows across Washington Wednesday, bizarrely saying he'd love, quote, love to regulate the content of speech, but was prohibited from doing so by the First Amendment. This is on CNN. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
The CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, testifying before your committee about a number of concerns. You took an opportunity to push back on Republican claims of bias in Google searches. In the middle of this hearing, you Googled Republican Steve Scalise. You Googled, after that, Republican Steve King to show that there were favorable stories, including from conservative outlets about Scalise, negative coverage of King, and you made the point, essentially, that's not because of a Google algorithm, it's because of what these members do and say. I will say it was clever, it caught some attention, but I wonder, have you thought that maybe you and other Democrats have missed opportunities to use your time to press Google CEO at a time when these large tech companies are struggling to manage content, perpetuating conspiracy theories. They're so vulnerable to outside interference. Isn't that a focus that could have been a missed opportunity?
So it's a very good point you make. I would love if I could have more than 5 minutes to question witnesses. Unfortunately, I don't get that opportunity. However, I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's simply a function of the First Amendment. But I think over the long run, it's better that government does not regulate the content of speech. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate it better themselves. But it's really nothing that I believe government can do. And so that's been my position all along.
All right, Governor, pardon me. Congressman, I promoted you, as you
yes,
see.
You did. Thank you.
Congressman Ted Lieu from California.
That's not a promotion, idiot. It's a different branch of government. It's state government. It's an executive branch versus the legislative, you goddamn idiot. Lord, I apologize. I will not use your name in vain, but this gives me a real problem. So many levels. I watched him from 20 feet away with Roger Stone yesterday in the committee, and he acted like a mental patient talking to himself for hours. I couldn't quit looking at him, like going, talking to himself. And notice, they've given it to Google, they've given it to them to the censorship, claiming they're private companies when they're really utilities, using Section 230, and then violating the law to do this. But he tells you, I'd love to regulate speech. And she's like, what about conspiracy theories? You know, like when we show Hillary falling down on her face, and the national news says she didn't, they call it a conspiracy, even though we have the video. Or Jim Acosta grabs the mic away and knocks her arm down. They say that's fake. We show the raw video. They're pissed, so they say we're fake. So she's like, we need to shut down our competition. Or people that point out we're liars. He's like, yes, I'd love to shut down free speech, but I can't. But we have the corporations to do it. I mean, Roger, I got to be honest. I thought the Republican side was a bunch of arrogant lawyers, except for a few people like Gates and Jordan Louis Gohmert is a great guy, but the Democrats, they all, we even have the Hank Johnson clip, we have time to play it. I don't think they're playing with a full deck here, brother.
You know, Alex, for a moment I thought that was a Saturday Night Live spoof. I thought that couldn't possibly be serious, but then I realized it was. Look, CNN is a conspiracy theory, a left-wing conspiracy theory. These people, I assume, are just mentally ill. Ted Lieu is a danger to our society. He told you right there, blatantly, openly, he opposes the Constitution. He just wants to silence us. Why? Because he can't win a debate with us, because he fears honest and open debate. Then you had Steve Cohen. What's with that haircut? What do they call it, a skullet? That was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. No, the Democrats on that panel are a group of corrupt, kickback-taking pals, professional career politicians who have no principles whatsoever, and as long as Google's willing to feed them big campaign contributions, they're prepared to read whatever statements the Google lobbyists have written for them. Jerry Nadler's statement yesterday, I have absolute stone-cold proof, was written by Google lobbyists, and he just reads whatever they give him. The questions that he answered, all prescripted by Google lobbyists. Jerry, you're a fraud. You're corrupted. You've been bought and paid for. You need to step down. You need to resign. Let's be very clear. Anything you have to say, any questions you want to ask on any issue going forward, the correct response for us would be resign. You're corrupted. You're paid for. You're part of the problem. Step down. That's the only answer that one can assume. And then watching these vermin, these cockroaches, run from you and I yesterday like children, like scalded dogs. It was really pathetic.
By the way, you're really coming to town Thursday. You should get here earlier. Gavin McGinnis is landing right now. He'll be here for 2 days. We need to get the power trio here with everything that's happening. But, Roger, we have Swallowswell saying, gun owners, don't worry. I'll nuke you to turn your guns in. We have all these other people saying we'll just get rid of the First Amendment if we can. I mean, these people are really disconnected. I mean, there's something wrong with them.
It's liberalism is, as Ann Coulter would say, a mental disease. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer. And anybody who watched that video yesterday of the president in the Oval Office standing tall and pressing the point that he's prepared to shut down the government if that's what it takes to secure our borders, that he's going to repel these caravans. He's not going to let drug-addled foreigners, criminals, into the country ad nauseum. But then watching CNN, you have to assume they saw a different video than we saw.
Speaking of the devil, here's a clip of that right now. Here it is.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times, Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my will. None of us have said.
You want to know something?
You said it.
Okay, you want to put that in mind.
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down.
That is
and
lucky.
I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we believe you shouldn't shut it down.
But you're the lucky.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And there's only a little bit more. I mean, how did he get his ass handed to him there, Roger? There's not much more. I mean,
it's really, two things are extraordinary about that. One thing was the way that Mike Pence sat there like a mummy, like a mute, as if he couldn't speak, as opposed to chiming in and backing our president. And then secondarily, the fact that the world's largest meskite, and our friends in the Jewish community know exactly what that means, Chuck Schumer, a man who is unable to feign sincerity even when he tries, sits there and wants to bicker with the president. I think Donald Trump owned both of them yesterday, but you wouldn't know that if you watched CNN. They would tell you that that was an incredible triumph for Plastic Nancy and Chuck E. Cheese. I thought they got their asses handed to them.
But CNN spun it the opposite. All right, you're coming up in the War Room right now at InfoWars.com/show and radio and TV stations across the country. Owen Schroyer and, of course, Roger Stone straight ahead on the other side. That's it for my 4 hours today. Gab McGinnis will be in studio tomorrow, and so much more. He may even be on the War Room here coming up as well. Heavily censored, heavily attacked. Find out why at the front lines of the fight for free speech and Americana, Infowars.com/show, and local TV and radio stations across the country. There's a bunch of special videos we haven't even aired yet. We're going to be airing all those. It's going to be chock full. It's going to be a big broadcast coming up on the War Room today. I want to thank you all for your prayers. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank the good Lord above for every blessing in my life and my children. And I want to thank you again all for your prayers as well. Please don't forget the one thing they can't stop. There's a lot of talk in the world, a lot of jamming, a lot of back chatter. This is the big enchilada. The word of mouth of you telling your coworkers, your friends, your neighbors, your family, your churchgoers, random people at the grocery store, the park, wherever, about InfoWars.com/show. And hey, you've heard him demonized. You've heard him talked about. You've heard him lied about. But find out what's really happening here. Find out why the establishment fears this the most. And then you know the weapon that can defeat them. Because it's not a power trip. My God, I don't want to be the big bomb getting dropped out of the sky on the enemy. But you know what? That's the way the cards are dealt. I'll do it. I just want to make sure that we hit the enemy right between the eyes. I can't get down the field without you. You can't without me. We're together.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.